What is Wilson Analytical?
Well, Wilson started off in 2003 as an analytical services business where we did a lot of complicated analysis for the oil field, especially a lot of oil field mystery samples where they would send us samples that were causing them problems and we'd identify these complicated mixtures for them. We still do that, but we decided a while ago that it would be nice to actually have some things other than services that we could sell. So we started working on field equipment to allow people to do their own chemical analysis.
Well, you've been showing me in your lab here this great black box. What is that?
Well, it actually literally is a black box. It's a hardened fluorescence spectrometer. And so what it allows you to do is it allows you to take fluorescence measurements that are laboratory quality, but it's hardened so that it can be used by people without extensive chemistry training out in the field and do the measurements directly at the point where the samples come from.
And how much work has it been trying to build this black box?
It's been a lot of work. We started off with prototypes in about 2006, and then things have grown from there. And along the way, we applied for and received some funding from IRAP, which allowed us to get a series of expertise that we didn't have within our own organization. And then after that, we also were lucky enough to receive a $10,000 voucher from the Alberta government, which we also used to further improve the unit.
How exactly does your box work?
Okay, as I mentioned before, it's based on fluorescence. So it's actually quite similar to the way that fluorescent lights work. If you take a look inside of a fluorescent light, the actual part that generates the original light is an ultraviolet light mercury lamp in the middle of the fluorescent light. Of course, we don't see an ultraviolet light. We see invisible light, so that wouldn't be particularly useful for us. So what they do is they coat the inside of the outer tube with a phosphor that absorbs that ultraviolet light that we can't see, and then that is converted into visible light that we do see. And by changing the phosphor mixtures, that's how you get all of the different kinds of cool white and warm white and all the rest of the fluorescent tubes. Well, what we do is exactly the same thing. Our unit shines ultraviolet light onto a water sample, and if there are molecules inside of that water sample that fluoresce, then they give off visible light, which we can measure. So how we use that to actually measure concentrations is you take a series of concentrations of the chemical you want to measure in the laboratory. You put the machine into a training mode or a calibration mode, and then what you do is you build up a series of those calibration samples inside of the machine. The machine knows what light corresponds to what concentration after that because it draws a calibration curve. So when you go out into the field, you can run an unknown sample, put that in the machine. You don't know what its concentration is, but the machine will measure the light for you. It'll look on the calibration curve that you've prepared before that's stored in the computer, and it'll say, oh, that amount of light corresponds to that concentration, and then it'll put the concentration on the screen for you.
Who would use this, and what would they use it for?
Our first customer base right now are the people that were the existing customers of Wilson Analytical. It's mainly the oil field chemical production companies. And what they're using it for initially, the first analyte, if you want, the first thing that we're measuring in the field are corrosion inhibitors. There's a class of corrosion inhibitors that are called continuously applied corrosion inhibitors. And these are actually used in the oil field to protect the equipment that actually gathers the oil and gas. So the well itself, the pipelines, the gathering system, the separation system. And so what they do is, because there's a lot of salty water, which sometimes contains other corrosive materials in it going through these systems, they inject in corrosion inhibitors on a continuous basis, and these form a film on the walls to protect all of the equipment. But what you need to do is you need to measure the concentration that's in the water phase, because the moving water and oil and gas tends to take the film off of the walls. So you have to make sure you have an adequate amount inside to make sure you maintain this protective film. And so what our unit does is it allows you to actually measure in the field the concentration of these chemicals. So you don't have to collect a sample and send it into a lab in Calgary, for example, and wait for the results to come back. You can collect it and get an answer in under a minute.
So is this something that you have to go out and operate this in the field, or can they actually do it themselves without trained people?
No, we put a lot of time and effort into making sure that this was a very user-friendly system, but at the same time, a scientifically robust system. So you get laboratory quality results, but it's got a lot of ease of use built into it. And we've also tried to think of almost all the things that might go wrong in the field and engineer around those so that people don't have problems at 2 o'clock in the morning or on a Sunday afternoon or something like that. So yes, you have to do the calibrations in a laboratory type environment, at least an indoor type of environment, but the actual measurements in the field themselves, that part of the program is very robust, very easy to use, and it's very easy to train people to do it.
Well, I see you put the equipment in a suitcase and send it out. Not exactly lab on a chip, but a lab in a suitcase.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. We're using a Pelican-style case and all of the equipment that you need to run it, including the little netbook computer that runs the software. It all fits in the case, and it even comes with a GPS unit that attaches onto the computer as well. So when you're out in the field, you get the location and time and date that you took the samples, and in fact, the software is set up like a laboratory notebook, so you don't actually have to take any paper notes at all. It's all done electronically, and then you can print out reports of the answers.
What is your involvement with ACAMP?
I mentioned earlier that we had a $10,000 voucher from the government of Alberta to improve our unit, and the voucher was actually to we built our own light source for these units because when we looked around commercially, we couldn't find anything anywhere actually that was at the right price performance point for what we needed. So we decided to go ahead and build our own light sources. The problem was the initial one that we built, we wanted it to be a bit more stable in optical output than it was. So we used the voucher to put in a diode and an optical feedback circuit to stabilize the output of the light source to give us better reproducibility. And that whole project was run through ACAMP.
Where are you at now in terms of being ready to get out on the market?
We're actually already out on the market. We finished the final design in July of this year, but even prior to that, because as I mentioned earlier, our preliminary customers were our existing customers for the service side of the business, we were able to get a lot of interaction with people and had some preliminary sales even of some of our late prototypes. And since that time, we've also had a few other sales and rentals since we finalized the design.
So you've focused for now on corrosion, but can this be applied to other forms of testing?
The current unit right now is basically just a field-capable fluorimeter, and you can actually change the excitation by going in and changing the LEDs, and we sell multiple wavelengths to allow people to measure things. So there already are other applications in tracing, where you can use fluorescent dyes to actually trace water flows from, say, tailings ponds or in tanks inside of a production system, something like that. We're also working on making tagged oil field chemicals where we take the fluorescent tags and attach them onto the chemical that allow people to make up batches of chemicals and follow them from the tag. And then the final thing we're doing is working on nanotech-based reagents which have fluorescence reporting. So they're would go in and specifically measure some particular chemical in a mixture of all kinds of things and then change their fluorescent properties when they bond to that chemical, and we can measure that with our unit. And then finally, we're working towards microfluidics and for future units, which will allow us to measure even more things in the field.
It just seems like everything's getting smaller, 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 and now you're dealing with nanotechnology heading out into the oil field.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We have a good background in a wide variety of advanced analysis and nanotechnology, plus also extensive background in oil and gas and in mining and refining. And so it's very common nowadays for people to try and apply nanotech and microtech to point-of-use medical devices, to try and get little measurement devices that people can use to measure stuff in doctor's offices directly instead of sending it out to the lab. The most common example of that is the glucose meters that diabetics use. But, of course, there's no reason why you have to stop at medical devices. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to apply some of these technologies to heavy industry. And of course, in Alberta, the obvious place to start is with oil and gas.
Thank you very much, Ken.
You're welcome.